Welcome to another exciting episode where we dive into the latest in tech and innovation. Today, we're starting with big news from the European fintech scene. Phenom has just closed a whopping 115 million euro funding round. Let's explore what this means for the sector.
Phenom, based in Amsterdam, is making waves as it secures 115 million NOF in a Series C equity round. This funding is a testament to the growing investor confidence in European fintech, especially for startups targeting small and medium-sized businesses. Phenom CEO Andrei Petrov has ambitious plans, particularly with their AI-enabled accounting features, which aim to simplify financial management for entrepreneurs.
I can't help but wonder about the timing of this investment. With Phenom doubling its revenue last year, what specific strategies have they implemented to achieve such growth?
Great question. Phenom has effectively combined banking and invoicing services, integrating AI to streamline accounting processes. This approach not only reduces the need for traditional accountants, but also enhances operational efficiency for SMBs. Their recent $105 million growth funding from General Catalyst further underscores their strategic expansion plans across Europe.
This reminds me of the broader fintech boom we're witnessing. How does Phenom's success reflect on the European fintech landscape as a whole?
Indeed, Phenom's success highlights the robust growth and innovation within European fintech. As these startups continue to attract significant capital, we're likely to see more tailored financial solutions emerging for SMBs, driving further economic growth across the region.
Speaking of financial innovation, let's shift our focus to the stablecoin movement with Katie Hahn at the helm. She's been a vocal advocate for digital dollars. What can you tell us about her journey and the current state of stablecoins?
Katie Hahn, a former federal prosecutor, has been pivotal in championing stablecoins as a means to counter cryptocurrency volatility. Her debate with economist Paul Krugman in 2018 marked a significant moment in her advocacy. Hahn argues that stablecoins, pegged to the U.S. dollar, offer blockchain's benefits without the erratic price swings, making them a viable financial tool.
Stablecoins seem to be at the center of regulatory debates. How is Hahn navigating these challenges, and what impact could this have on the broader crypto ecosystem?
Hahn is focusing on educating stakeholders about stablecoins' potential to stabilize the crypto market. Her efforts are crucial as regulators worldwide grapple with how to integrate digital currencies into existing financial systems. The outcome of these debates will likely shape the future of digital finance and influence global monetary policies.
From digital dollars, let's move to Tesla's latest venture. They've launched a robo-taxi service in Austin, Texas. This is a significant milestone, but there are still many questions surrounding it.
Absolutely. Tesla's robo-taxi service in Austin is a bold step in autonomous transportation, deploying driverless Model Y SUVs. This rollout is a critical test of Elon Musk's vision of using cameras and AI for full autonomy, diverging from competitors like Waymo, who employ additional sensors.
Given Tesla's unique approach, what are the key concerns about safety and regulatory compliance?
Safety remains a top concern, especially with Tesla's reliance solely on visual data. Regulatory compliance is another hurdle, as fully autonomous vehicles challenge existing laws. The 420 flat fee per ride is an interesting touch, but it doesn't address these broader issues.
Tesla's venture could redefine urban mobility, but let's switch gears to OpenAI, which is dealing with legal challenges over its deal with Jony Ive. What's the latest on that front?
OpenAI has pulled promotional content related to its $6.5 billion deal with Jony Ive due to a court order. The issue stems from a trademark complaint regarding the IO name. Despite this setback, the acquisition and Ive's role in leading design work remain unaffected.
This legal hiccup seems like a minor bump, but what does it signify for OpenAI's strategic partnerships and branding efforts?
It highlights the complexities of managing high-profile partnerships and the importance of navigating intellectual property rights carefully. OpenAI's ability to resolve such issues will be crucial for maintaining its innovative edge and public image.
Now, let's talk about LinkedIn's AI writing assistant, which hasn't quite taken off as expected. What's the story there?
LinkedIn CEO Ryan Roslansky has acknowledged that their AI writing assistant hasn't met user expectations. The reluctance stems from LinkedIn's role as a professional platform where authenticity is paramount. Users are wary of AI-generated content potentially impacting their professional image.
Given the rise in AI-related job postings and skills, how might LinkedIn enhance this tool to better serve its users?
LinkedIn could focus on improving the AI's personalization and context awareness to better align with user needs while ensuring content authenticity. Additionally, emphasizing AI's role in enhancing rather than replacing human input could boost adoption.
Let's connect the dots to the Senate's recent move on AI regulation. They've passed a moratorium on state-level regulations. What does this mean for AI governance?
The Senate's decision to impose a moratorium on state AI regulations is a step towards a unified federal framework. This move aims to prevent a patchwork of state laws that could hinder AI innovation. However, it's unclear how much support this will garner, even within the Republican Party.
With AI's rapid advancement, how critical is it to have a cohesive regulatory approach, and what challenges lie ahead?
A unified approach is vital to provide clarity and consistency for developers and users alike. The challenge will be balancing innovation with ethical considerations and ensuring that regulations keep pace with technological advancements.
From regulations to design, AI's influence is also reaching typography. Let's explore how AI is reshaping our fonts.
AI is set to revolutionize typography by creating reactive fonts that adapt to user behavior and environmental conditions. Monotype's report suggests that AI could personalize reading experiences by adjusting fonts on emotional and psychological data, enhancing accessibility and engagement.
This sounds futuristic. What potential does this hold for the design industry, and are there any concerns?
The potential for personalized and dynamic typography is immense, offering designers new creative tools. However, it raises concerns about data privacy and the potential for AI to overstep, altering content in ways that might not align with the original intent.
From fonts to finance, crypto is making waves in the stock market. Let's dive into this unexpected trend.
Interestingly, the crypto boom is manifesting in the stock market rather than on exchanges. Shares of Circle, a stablecoin issuer, have surged eightfold since its IPO. This trend is attracting investors, with companies holding Bitcoin seeing surprising valuations.
Why are stock market investors gravitating towards crypto companies, and what does this mean for traditional crypto trading?
Investors are drawn to the potential high returns and growth prospects of crypto-linked stocks. This shift could signal a maturation of the crypto market, where traditional financial mechanisms increasingly intersect with digital currencies.
Switching gears to Meta's latest innovation, they've unveiled new smart glasses with Oakley. What can users expect from this collaboration?
Meta's partnership with Oakley has produced smart glasses capable of recording 3K video, playing music, and interacting with Meta AI. Priced starting at $399, these glasses promise enhanced functionality and longer battery life than previous models.
How do these smart glasses fit into Meta's broader strategy for augmented reality?
These glasses are part of Meta's vision to integrate AR into daily life, offering seamless connectivity and interaction with digital content. They represent a step towards more immersive and intuitive user experiences.
Finally, let's touch on a critical geopolitical issue. European leaders are concerned about their reliance on U.S. tech. What's driving this sentiment?
Recent geopolitical tensions have highlighted Europe's dependency on American tech companies. Incidents like Microsoft's compliance with U.S. sanctions have prompted European leaders to consider fostering local tech ecosystems to ensure technological sovereignty.
What steps might Europe take to reduce this dependency, and what challenges could arise?
Europe may invest in homegrown tech solutions and encourage innovation within its borders. However, building a competitive tech industry from scratch poses significant logistical and financial challenges.
As we wrap up today, let's reflect on the music industry's response to AI-generated content. They're developing tech to track and monetize AI songs. What's the strategy here?
the music industry is creating infrastructure to trace AI-generated music, embedding detection systems throughout the music pipeline. This approach aims to manage synthetic content by tagging it with metadata, ensuring artists and rights holders are fairly compensated.
This seems like a necessary adaptation, but what challenges might the industry face in implementing these systems?
The main challenge will be developing robust detection systems that can accurately identify AI-generated content without stifling creativity. Balancing innovation with rights protection will be key to this transition.
To close, let's explore the narrative around Sam Altman. Who controls his story, and why is it significant?
Sam Altman has skillfully crafted his public persona, but as his influence grows, others are keen to tell his story. Books like Empire of AI explore his impact on the tech industry, highlighting how narratives shape public perception and legacy.
Altman's story is indeed compelling. What does this tell us about the power dynamics in tech storytelling?
It underscores the importance of narrative control in shaping public and industry perceptions. As tech leaders become public figures, the stories told about them can influence their legacy and the trajectory of their companies.
That's a wrap for today's episode. We've covered a lot of ground, from fintech fortunes to the evolving narratives in tech. Join us next time as we continue to explore the cutting edge of technology and innovation. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring.